Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're getting into something that every business owner running AI tools needs to hear.
The article is called GPT 5.5 and OpenAI Daybreak: Why Secure AI is Now a Business Imperative. It's by Brett Allegri Wood on the Anabu AI blog.
So OpenAI has just shipped two things simultaneously: a new model, GPT 5.5, faster, smarter, more capable, and a cybersecurity initiative called Daybreak.
And the fact they did both at the same time is really the whole argument, isn't it?
Exactly. Daybreak uses OpenAI's own LLMs and a coding assistant called Codex to help developers find and fix vulnerabilities, triage security backlogs, and automate detection and response. The goal is what Brett calls secure by design.
Meaning security isn't bolted on after deployment. It's built in from day one.
Right. And if the company building the most capable AI in the world thinks security needs to be that fundamental, that's a signal you can't ignore.
I think a lot of owners hear cybersecurity and think, fine, we've got a firewall, we've got antivirus covered.
And the article is very direct on this. A firewall and an antivirus suite are not the right answer for AI-native threats.
So what are these threats specifically?
Brett lists four. Prompt injection attacks, where someone manipulates the inputs to your AI to override its instructions. Model poisoning, corrupting the data that trains or fine-tunes the model. Automated vulnerability exploitation, AI agents scanning your systems relentlessly for weaknesses. And AI-accelerated social engineering, personalized, convincing, and at scale.
That last one is what keeps me up at night. Your staff are already the weak point in most security setups, and now the phishing emails are indistinguishable from the real thing.
That's exactly the point. These attacks can probe systems, find a misconfiguration, exploit human error, and execute in milliseconds. Brett is clear. This is 2026 reality, not a future scenario.
Okay, what does a breach actually cost? Because some owners think we're not a big target.
The financial exposure is obvious. Fines, legal costs, remediation, downtime. But the article argues the reputational damage is often worse and longer lasting. A single significant incident can erode years of customer trust.
And make it harder to hire.
Yes. And then there's what Brett calls the competitive cost, which I thought was the sharpest point. If your AI systems are under constant threat, or your resources are consumed reacting to breaches, you're not building anything. Your more secure, more agile competitors are pulling ahead while you're in a defensive crouch.
That's a real shift in how to think about this. It's not just avoiding pain, it's staying in the race.
And there's a very honest question in the article that every owner should sit with. It's not, do we have a security team? It's, does our security team understand how to secure AI systems specifically?
That's a very different question.
Most teams don't, through no fault of their own. Securing large language models, protecting the data that feeds them, managing AI supply chain risk, all of that is new. Specialized knowledge that most IT teams simply haven't had time to develop yet.
So what does secure by design actually look like in practice for someone already using AI today?
Brett gives a practical split. If you're already using AI, you review every current implementation through a security lens right now. What data does each tool touch? Who has access? How resilient is it against sophisticated attacks? And if you're planning to adopt, make security a non-negotiable line item from the start. Don't let the excitement of the capability blind you to the risk surface you're creating.
Because the capability really is exciting. GPT 5.5 is a genuine leap for customer service, content, data analysis. Brett isn't saying avoid it.
He's very clear. Avoiding AI is commercial suicide. That's a direct quote. The argument is you adopt with your eyes open. AI can augment your team enormously, but only if the foundations are set. And Daybreak is worth following as a direction of travel? Yes. What OpenAI is building into its own development process is a strong signal of where best practice is heading across the whole industry.
All right. What's the one thing to do this week?
Brief your leadership team on AI-native threats. Prompt injection, model poisoning, automated exploitation. If your leadership team hasn't heard those terms yet, that's your starting point.
For me, it's the audit. List every AI tool you're running, what data it touches, who has access. The article says most businesses discover gaps they didn't know existed. Start there.
The full article is at Anabu. inside your own business, Brett offers a free